This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1905. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded November 21st, Afghanistan, Armenia, Bahrain, Biafra, Botswana, Brazil, Cambodia, Chile, Cuba, Cyprus, Eritrea, Ethiopia, India, Nigeria, North America, Oklahoma, Puerto Rico, Russia, Solomon Islands, Somaliland, Sri Lanka, USA, Zimbabwe, unidentified, and the propagation outlook. Standard disclaimer. Ivo Ivanov reminds us that there is one broadcast currently scheduled on the very little used 18 to 19 megahertz shortwave broadcasting band. 19010 is carrying Radio Free Afghanistan, a U.S. service via Kuwait, between 0830 and 1230 UT. We have some reports of Radio Bahrain on its only shortwave frequency, 9745. From another of his de-expeditions in Pennsylvania, Dave Valko reports on November 15th. It was there at 2030 UT once the offending co-channel interference left. Much better and fairly decent. Nice on brief peaks at 2105 with usual Arabic pop music. There was a short canned jingle by a woman between songs just before 2112, but did not sound like an ID. Ivo Ivanov, Bulgaria, also reports Radio Bahrain on 9745, compatible upper sideband, November 17th, logged at 1450 and at 1810. He says it's a 10-kilowatt transmitter. Beware of other stuff on 9745. Ivo also notes TWR India via Armenia, November 20th, in English. It's Monday to Saturday at 1300 to 1315, and Monday to Friday at 1435 to 1450. On the condition list, Rafael Rodriguez in Colombia found some press in English about the reactivation of Radio Biafra. It's a website with lots of stories about this. I'm not going to take time to quote much of it now. I have already in my reports in DX Listing Digest, but the website is TheWillNigeria.com. T-H-E-W-I-L-L is the name of the publication. Once you're there, you can search on Radio Biafra. Since it was first on the air November 12th, I've continued to monitor it just about every day. The WRMI transmission, 11530 at 19 to 20 UT, is easily heard here, and propagation permitting, the other one on the same frequency at 05 until 06. For each of those, there is a second frequency, according to their frequent schedule announcements. 7240 at 05, which is via France, and 9580 at 19 UT, which I've barely been able to confirm using the Utuenta remote receiver in Europe, but the site for that is not known, and WRMI has nothing to say about it. However, it does seem to be too weak, also to be coming from Issoudun, France. On November 19th at 02:30, I was surprised to hear the Voice of America relay in Botswana already on the air on 4930. It's not supposed to start until 0300. And of course, that's still before 6 a.m. local time, even in easternmost Africa. This was also heard by Mark Taylor in Wisconsin on November 17th, as early as 0205, ending Voice of America news and into music, as he reports in his NASFA flash sheet. Ron Howard suggests this could have been expanded to 24-hour operation due to the situation in nearby Zimbabwe. And Wolfgang Büschel agrees, finding a schedule somewhere indicating that 4930 is running 23 or 24 hours a day, as well as their medium wave 909 kilohertz. During the normal African service hours, there are several other frequencies as well from São Tomé and Kuwait relay sites. Bill Bingham in South Africa reports this on November 21st, 4930 VOA Botswana, heard at 1010 to 1107 with music and songs and world news at 1100, back to music at 1105. poor at times around the noise level, but apparently it's special for the Zimbabwe crisis. He says the programming seems irrelevant to political events in Zimbabwe. Nothing heard on Medium Wave 909, not even a carrier, hardly surprising in broad daylight. He also heard VOA via Saint-Thomé on 15580 at 1110 to 1126, parallel to Botswana on 4930, but better reception at a fair level. Nothing heard on 6080, another African service relay frequency at times, but the Studio 7 program of VOA for Zimbabwe started at 1200 UT. I have yet to hear even a JBA carrier when I check for it, but we have several reports now of Radio Nacional da Amazônia, Brazil, reactivated on 11780. From Jota Xavier in Paraíba, November 17th, at 1355 to 1415, he was hearing it with an ID at 1400, giving a midday time check. And then a newsletter called Reporter Nacional. RNA returns to the air after its transmitter has been recovered, still experimental, he says. Also heard November 17th at 1830 to 1840 on 11780, a conversation with a listener reading messages from the phone, many listeners, a fair signal and poor modulation at this time. And another report from Manuel Mendez in Spain, 11780, November 19th at 2045 to 2101 with live soccer match, but very weak, 14321. Brian Clark in New Zealand reports it 12 hertz above 11780 on November 20th at 2055 till the carrier was cut at 45 seconds past 2200. The audio too weak to identify the language, but he believes it would be RNA reactivated on its slightly offset frequency. I've also checked their other frequency, 6180, further into the evening hours, but nothing heard there. Thus, it appears RNA is back, but on a very irregular and low-power basis to avoid losing its license by a deadline sometime in December. Dr. Hans-Jörg Biener forwards a press release, November 17th, from Radio Free Asia about Cambodia. It's a statement by CEO John Lansing on the arrest of former RFA journalists. Two former employees, the chief photographer and office manager, have been detained by Cambodian authorities. Both worked in the Phnom Penh Bureau, which closed in September when the network was forced to suspend its in-country operations. We hope they will be released unharmed and immediately to their families. It's being reported that two are being held under suspicion of continuing to work for RFA, despite suspicion of operations in Cambodia and discontinuation of their relationships, contractual or otherwise. They face long jail terms. November 19th at 0214, I had a just barely audible carrier with some talk on 6964.89. Chris Smolinski in Maryland has been tracking this since October 26th. And got a reply from someone in Chile saying they are from the Coquimbo region in the northern part of Chile. And he replies they were coming in well circa 0200 UT with nearly constant audio. If only these guys were pirates and not peskies. Excellent reception from South America overall on 43 meters. He says I managed to hear Radio Dontri, the Argentine pirate, on 6955 around 2331, and even got an SSTV image and QSL. Very good signals from Lupo Radio as well, Argentina, perhaps the best of the season so far. RCW from Chile doesn't seem to have been on last night, unfortunately, but I need to try for Radio Triunfal Evangelica on 5825, which so far has been just a carrier. So says Chris Smolinski, Maryland, on November 19th. By November 15th, Radio Havana, Cuba was adhering more or less to its new delayed B-17 schedule, including reactivation of 6165 for English between 02 and 08 UT. On November 17th, I found at 0611, there was co-channel interference because NHK and Arabic via France is scheduled from 0600 to 0630. And some other collisions, since stations participating in HFCC have made registrations, unlike Cuba. At midnight 20 to 0320, Iran is broadcasting Spanish back toward Cuba on 6165. And then at 0430 to 05, NHK Russian via Germany. Also registered was an imaginary Voice of Russia transmission at 01 to 06 on 6165 with 800 kilowatts from St. Petersburg. That's also aimed back toward America. I wonder if that entry was really to protect 6165 for the Cuban boycotter of HFCC. Looking through the current news schedule of Radio Havana Cuba, in several versions, I find that all of them show that the languages to Western Europe, including Arabic, are on a 10-degree azimuth, which is pretty far off. It goes over Greenland, Svalbard, Novaya Zemlya, and across mainland Russia east of the Urals, that is, Asia, so far east that beyond most of Kazakhstan, right across Tibet into Bangladesh. Something's always wrong at Radio Havana Cuba. Of course, this may be excused if those beams are really broad, still reaching Europe. They should hope so. Also, I see eliminated from the schedule is 7340, which was carrying Spanish in the evenings during the A season, that frequency now occupied by Romania, part of the time with the violin concerto at 0245, November 19th, parallel to 5910. It was a surprise when Arnie activated an Havana 40-meter frequency for the first time in A-17, contrary to his holier-than-thou stance about out-of-band broadcasting. But now he is holier again, since this is a fixed and not broadcast band, despite being dominated by many other broadcasters and not just Yankees. Considering how 11 and 9 megahertz fade out at night, it could be quite useful. Just before World of Radio, Wednesdays at 14:15 on 9955 from WRMI, there is a 15-minute program, formerly known as FG Radio, but identifying on the air as Travel Gazette, originating in Cyprus. I've heard parts of this over and over again, and have finally come to the conclusion that they've been replaying the same program for about 7 months. Long path reception from East Africa is now making it all the way to mid-America on the 7 megahertz band, such as Voice of the Broad Masses of Eritrea. Although they're only barely audible carriers, but they are intruders in the 40-meter ham band, I barely make them out around 1349 UT, November 17th. One quite close to 7140 and one characteristically way off frequency by a sesquikilohertz, such as 7181.552. Looking at the globe, the path from Asmara to Enid goes across the entire Indian Ocean, well south of Australia, just missing the southern tip of New Zealand, across the entire Pacific, and entering North America around La Paz. The full daytime short path would be across France, the Atlantic, and Labrador. The approximate distance by long path, 27.3 megameters, or 17 kilomiles. Sometimes, even if the carriers from Eritrea cannot be heard, the DRM noise jamming from Ethiopia against them can be. That was the case November 15th at 0332, when it's short path. I had the noise, but no AM carriers amid them, between 7135 and 7142 and 7175 to 7185, approximately. To Eritrea, one of the clandestines has changed frequency. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria reports it's Dimse Radio Arena at 17 to 18 UT. 11965 has been replaced by 9720, and it is the site in Bulgaria which he calls Secret Broad. It's in Tigrinya for the first half and Arabic for the second Monday through Friday, while on Saturday the whole hour is Tigrinya, and on Sunday the entire hour in Arabic. More long path from neighboring Ethiopia, November 17th at 1342. Radio Ethiopia, and it's very off frequency and constantly varying between 7236.13 and 7236.16. Via internet, satellite, AM, FM, and shortwave, World of Radio 1905, which also brings you the non-commercial website worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for financial support from William Erickson, KD0NPT, who says thank you for your excellent production and dedication to the shortwave listening community over the years. He sent a contribution via PayPal to woradio@yahoo.com. One may also contribute by money order or check in U.S. funds on a U.S. bank, too. World of Radio, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. Iwe Vonoff reports some frequency changes for All India Radio, GOS in English, at 1330 to 15, 13695 instead of 13720 to avoid China, and at 2245 to midnight 45, 7550 replaces 9690 to avoid Spain. Another All India Radio transmission continues to be way off frequency. Ron Howard in California reports 7555.69 variable. November 17th, carrier already on at 1206, interval signal at 1213. Also reported by Wolfgang Büschel in Germany. He was hearing the open carrier as early as 11:48 UT, November 19th. The Tibetan service doesn't start until 12:15, but he did not hear any jamming from China, and he measured it on 7555.702. However, the other two frequencies for that Tibetan service were heavily jammed by CNR1, covering up India, 9575 and 11619.967. Last week, we reported that the reactivated FRC in Kaduna, Nigeria, around 6090, had distorted modulation. But Wolfgang Büschel, as of November 18th, says it's now excellent audio. He suspects it's due to a technician from Germany with Tomcast, who has been touring Africa repairing various Nigerian installations. It was measured, however, on 6089.944 at 0555 UT, November 18th. Meanwhile, Ethiopia is much closer to 6090, only 1 hertz below. Last week I mentioned that Antichrist pirate station YHWH had not been heard since October 14th. I kept checking his last favorite frequency, however, 7470. And November 19th at 0248, there was a carrier there, but too weak to detect the dulcet tones of Josiah. However, nothing else scheduled on the frequency at that time. Oklahoma non James Branham explains the scheduling of his broad spectrum radio. I ran across it on WRMI, UT Monday, at 0730 UT on 5850 and 7730. He says it's a monthly one-hour broadcast, so the next series of broadcasts on WRMI, WBCQ, and Channel 292 in Germany will be the week of December 10th to 16th. However, on WRMI, at least, it was repeated the following Monday during the same hour, November 20th. Many radio and TV stations in Puerto Rico are still off the air following the hurricane. It seems the FCC issues a almost daily update about which stations have reported that they are off the air. It's along with much other information about communications outages on the island and also the Virgin Islands. You may be able to find it on the FCC.gov website under their daily releases. We quote one of them in the new DX Listening Digest. Mike Cooper forwards an AFP story, November 16th. Russia says Radio Free Europe and Voice of America risk foreign agent tag. This is quoting France24.com. The Justice Ministry of Russia said it has warned U.S.-funded Voice of America and Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty, they risk being legally forced to label themselves as foreign agents. The Justice Ministry said on its website it had contacted VOA and RFE, as well as a number of their subsidiaries active in Russia, to warn them of their possible recognition as foreign agents. Russia is seeking to impose legal measures after the Kremlin-funded RT television, which presents Moscow's take on international affairs, registered itself as a foreign agent in the United States under official pressure. The nominal switchover time for Solomon Islands from its day frequency 9545 to its night frequency 5020 is 05 UT. In New Zealand, Brian Clark has been monitoring this. He says 9545 was heard November 15th at 0430 with a very good signal. But November 16th, no signal at 0432. On November 17th at 0410, poor reception. More about long path reception from East Africa around sunrise here, as I mentioned earlier about Eritrea and Ethiopia. There's also Somaliland on 7120, yet another intruder into the 40-meter hamband. November 16th at 1320, I think I heard Radio Hargeisa say the English words, "This is." That's exactly when a third of an hour in English is scheduled to start, but it was just too weak. Listening at exactly the same time, however, was Dave Volko on one of his de-expeditions in Pennsylvania, and he had it much better. He was hearing a canned announcement saying, "This is Radio Hargeisa," at 1320. There was ham CW interference, but there was an English newscast audible at 1323. Another mention of Radio Hargeisa at 1325. Still barely audible at 1354. Then there's the clandestine to Somaliland called Voice of the People of Somaliland. Ivo Ivanov Bulgaria reports it's now transmitted via Madagascar 19 to 1930 on 9600 in Somali with a very good signal, as heard November 15th. Also reported by José Ronaldo Xavier in Paraíba, Brazil, November 17th at 1900 on 9600, including a Quran recitation at 1902, a poor signal, but barely audible modulation. It can be risky to assume you are hearing a certain country according to listings. Via Wolfgang Büschel, Ruman Pankov in Bulgaria received a notice on November 13th from Adventist World Radio. Due to a lightning thunderstorm in Sri Lanka, that station is actually not broadcasting. We try to shift our transmissions to other transmitter sites. Hope to continue this week, says Pino or Giuseppe Cirillo of AWR in Germany. Here's a medium wave harmonic to try for, but it may be difficult if you're any further away from it than Dave Valko in Pennsylvania, because it's from Williamsport, PA, WLYC, 1050 kilohertz, heard on 5250 in the middle of the day, he says, November 15th at 1838 to 1847 with the Herd Sports Program, and mentioning River Valley Internet, which ties it to Williamsport. David Cole forwards a story from the Washington Post, November 19th, which you might want to read in full. A VOA journalist reportedly posted racist Reddit screeds. His reporting was problematic, too. In addition to highlighting popular conservative themes, Joshua Fatzik, F-A-T-Z-I-C-K, sometimes presented information in misleading ways. As a result, he has been placed on administrative leave. He previously worked for the conservative news site The Daily Caller. Mike Cooper in Georgia has another critique of VOA. News broke November 20th on AP at 1644 UT that the U.S. president had declared North Korea a state sponsor of terror. I tune in Voice of America for the 1700 UT International Edition. Curious as to how this news will be covered. It is not. It is not mentioned in the top of the hour newscast. It is not the lead story in International Edition. It is first and only reported at 1711 when the social media editor comes on to discuss what's trending. How sad that VOA now reports major international news from the White House by attributing it to unidentified social media chatter. The World of Radio broadcast on WBCQ, Wednesdays at 22 UT on 7490, is now in season. That is, reception much better than it is in the summer because of an early sunset in Monticello and other factors. 5130 reception has also improved here, I think because Timtron had been working on the transmitter. However, we still do not hear much of anything on 9330, when World of Radio has been scheduled 7 days a week. I have suggested that it would be a good idea to move all the 9330 programming for the winter to 3265, the new transmitter they have ready to go, and that would give a jump start to programming on that frequency, which, of course, will work much better in the winter than the summer. Our best wishes to Tom Taylor, who said that his European music radio would be off the air at least until next year because of his cancer treatment. It had been on WBCQ once a month, apparently on the third Saturday at 2130 UT on 7490, as in on October 21st. However, quite by chance, I ran across it on the third Saturday in November, when it was instead on 5130 and 1 hour later at 2230. It may have been a playback. So it might appear once again in December. That would be on the 16th at 2230 on one frequency or another. David Yosis in Virginia of the National Radio Club reports that a couple of Washington, D.C. area stations have exchanged frequencies and call signs. Now on 570, it's WWRC in Bethesda. And on 1260, it's WSPZ in Washington, D.C. The Springfield, Missouri station on 1550 used to be easily heard, running nothing but promotions for the nearby resort town of Branson, Missouri. It's KRZD, but now from AM Switch in DX News of the National Radio Club. It had been silent since December 1st last year, but back on the air with a temporary authorization November 8th. It is, in fact, running 10 watts day and night, non-directional, from a temporary long wire. It lost its license site and needs to broadcast to maintain its license. However, that probably does not mean it's broadcasting all the time now with 10 watts. You might want to monitor broadcasts direct from Zimbabwe, but they eliminated shortwave years ago. Bill Bingham in South Africa also checked medium wave 999 in case that would come back, but it has not. There are, of course, a number of FM stations which webcast. We have links to those in the new DX Listening Digest, number 17-47, via worldofradio.com. The state-run ZBC also streams, but it has been sporadic. I had an intriguing JBA carrier November 20th at 1412 on 5030. Possibly from the Pacific or Asia, nothing listed currently, but in years past, it was used by Malaysia, Tonga, and China. The propagation hour from Boulder, geomagnetic field unsettled to active November 20th to 23rd, 29th and 30th, December 4th to 8th, and 11th to 14th, with a peak at December 4th and 5th, A and K indices of 40 and 6 in G2 moderate storm levels. Solar flux dropping from 75 November 26th to 68 December 4th. That's World of Radio 1905. I'm Glenn Hauser.